Hello.
Oh, okay. Well, the best part is when he's like, because I could see somebody do, I could see myself doing this if I was black, because I don't really feel the need to say, like, nigger anytime. But
you African-American, sir.
No, but, well, I just, you know, it's like if I was, like, actually angry at somebody in public, like, you know, I don't really, like, feel the need. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't do it like he does it, but it's like, right, I'd be like, bitch. No, but he's like, when he's like, he's like.
Why don't you come on the microphone and talk with us? Because we're recording right now.
He's like, her pussy ass boyfriend walked up to me like, what's going on, man? I was like, nigga, what's the deal? It was like, it's just so funny, like the way he says it.
Unforgivable.
His face is like perfect.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 137. This is Ricky.
Wait, was that on
recording?
Yeah,
we've been recording.
It's hard.
For a whole minute, we've been recording.
I'm going to slap you, cunt, in the nut. And I'm going to get my nut when I do it, bitch. All right, we're done.
Are we?
You're Ricky, this is Herb, and that's Drew.
I'm sorry. I can't introduce myself now.
No! What? For everybody that has never listened to Foul Monkeys, we have been on kind of a weird ass hiatus of
yeah, because Herb sorts. Doesn't like to record.
Being lazy.
No, you're lazy.
I'm sick. I've had the flu. No,
here's what it is.
Poison.
You're
tetanus
lazy.
In the retina.
Here's what it is.
I don't have a job and I don't have anything else
to
do.
Just listen. Here's what it is. You're lazy and I'm a supportive boyfriend. Support your lazy.
It's okay.
Whatever. So, in our studio audience, we have Nina and we have Blowjob Girl.
We could call it Nina and Gordon. like Abbott and Costello.
Actually, it's Charity, but she has, like, blowjob voice right now, so she can't talk.
So she sounds like Marge. Oh.
Come over and do a
you know
Marge
you sound like?
Us.
No. You know what she sounds like? That Jewish... Like brother of Jeff Goldblum in fucking Independence Day, the one that drives the car and then the fucking explosion is coming. He's like, "Oh my god!"
You think the president doesn't know?
Right. Exactly.
That was his dad, fool.
That wasn't his dad.
Oh, it was his dad.
No. The Jewish dad was the guy that gave him the idea to give the aliens the computer virus, but the gay one that he worked with was like. Oh my god.
And Harvey Fierstein. Yeah. Is that his name? Harvey Fierstein?
I don't know. He's gay. Fag. I'm just joking.
I tell my mother.
Oh,
I
you know what? I want to start this off.
Huh?
Wait, what? Where? What, Marge? I can't do it. We can't hear you.
You're distracting us from
Charity,
our recording.
We can't hear you, Charity. You know, I always thought that.
Deep breath.
Wait, Ricky. I always thought that we should have like regular mics like this, and then we should have like one like regular PC mic because it picks up all the noise, and then they could hear the audience.
Or we could just get like some money from our listeners to buy us a microphone because I can't buy anymore.
Use your Mac mic.
That's right.
Use the one that comes out.
Mad Mic mic.
It messes it up. It doesn't sound right.
Oh well, it should pick up everything.
Drew's been drinking, by the way.
Yes, he has.
Fat.
He's gonna be gay in one or two more dreams.
Hey.
So okay, all right. So I want to start this podcast off right by bitching
by
because we
person?
Have no reviews since the last show.
Oh damn!
None. Hey, fuck that.
And QCast Connecticut or QCast Connection podcast, they have like 900. And Pod is my co-pilot has like 10,000.
Pod is my codpiece, bitch. No more reviews. Only reviews for
us.
Yeah,
Taylor. Studio audience, bring it down a notch.
Yeah, we're going to have to sick those like...
Here, we need you back
we're
going
to have to sick those old men from the Muppets on you that stand up in the
Your
in
mouth
the
is doing this.
Oh,
I'm going to need
not
to
the bleachers.
Do
what do you call that shit? The critic box. The skybox. The box where they...
I think skybox is the right term.
The skybox, yeah.
I was in the sky.
You're a Broadway man. You should
we
know
are
this.
Very...
You're the one who watched or played that damn game,
no.
Psychonauts.
Yeah, that is.
Director
yeah,
was
the guy. Yeah,
okay. Oh, my
what?
God.
What was that?
We have a screaming hyena in our apartment.
Yeah, you sound like Whoopi Goldberg.
All right. Come up here and talk with us. Both of you. We have two chairs.
Come over.
You can share a microphone.
Don't make us keep repeating what you're
then
saying.
Don't talk to us. You can't talk to us while we're recording. Sorry.
We can't talk to each other either.
Yeah.
Oh, penis.
You're bad girls. The only thing you can do is scissor.
Scissor kick like Sonya Blade from Mortal Kombat in the face. Remember that shit? Hey, hold on.
Where are you going?
I'm walking. That's the walking home.
She's not buying it right now. Just let her buy it when she wants to buy it. So, we couldn't wait. Herb, you couldn't wait until after we record?
Wait.
Oh, whatever.
I can't hear myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Why can't I hear me?
You can't hear yourself?
No.
We can hear you, like, yeah. Hello?
Ah! What?
Can you hear us?
Yeah. We're good.
Can you hear us in your mic headphones?
Yeah, just not me. That's okay. If you guys can hear me, then I'm clearly still there.
Wait, no, I can't hear you anymore.
Oh, you can't?
Keep going.
Hello.
I hear him. All right.
Wait, so, yeah, but you're real quiet, though.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I hear me now, too, but I'm really a lot lower.
Turn that shit up.
I don't know. There's something up with the microphones or the mixer. I don't know. Whatever. So,
We just finished watching
Employee of the Month. Stupid movie.
Honestly, it's in awesome the same movie. Category as Superbad to me, except I like it a little better because I used to work at Walmart. Yeah, and we watched Superbad last night. Superbad was like...
Use that one.
Wait, are we still... What?
What? Keep going.
Okay. He's just well,
Superbad was good, but like... I mean, I think I could show like my... Well, my family being my mom. Anybody in my family... Well, you know, I met... Well, I don't even know if I talked about it on the show. But anyway, I had my sister, my brother-in-law, and my niece. I met them up with them for Christmas, and it's been like 10 years since I've seen them. So, you know, I think I could show, like, Employee of the Month to them and not have that weird, uncomfortable, like, oh, my God, they just said fuck 30 times in front of my family kind of look. And,
yeah,
I mean,
really
you know,
it off.
I know, like...
a PG-13 movie, too, which is really weird.
Right.
You can only see it twice before you are legally supposed to be at radar.
And it's like, I know I'm an adult and, you know, they're adults and that's fine. But it's just, you know, it's just weird when you watch a movie with your mom where they constantly say cunt and pussy and fuck and dick and, you know, whatever. It's like enough. So, Superbad was all right, but it's just like a movie you can only really watch with your friends, you know, and I think Employee of the Month has more appeal to it, I guess. I don't know. They're both on the same level of comedy. I mean, it's the same kind of funny.
I thought they were both funny. I definitely thought Employee of the Month was a little bit funnier than Superbad.
There you go. Woo! I got the vote. Sorry.
It was
my suggestion.
Cute. Drew.
What?
You do not agree with her.
I'm going to fart
on
you.
I mean, no, Ricky's my man.
Thank you.
Can I fart on the microphone?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
What?
That's
from
gross.
Mr. Ricky, who like came into my house twice in a row and farted in my room.
That shit like seeped through the fucking floorboards. Like it hung around the ceiling, and I'm sitting there trying to watch him play fucking Sonic the Hedgehog on PSP, and like... Every time I walk in the room, it's all... It was gross. And I hear the Halloween theme on the phone.
We're gonna die.
What? So, yeah, those stunk really bad. Okay, like, everyone's leaving their microphones.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Who is it?
They're going to leave us. We're going to look at their calls.
And their porn on their phones.
Hello?
There we go.
So, yeah, no reviews...
hey man, we haven't really done shows, so I'm.
I know, but there are old shows that people can leave reviews for us, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Reason you guys aren't leaving us reviews is it because we're not doing enough shows?
I really don't feel the need to be hard on our listeners because of that, because we really need to do more. And I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, you need to do more because every time I want to record, you're like, no.
No, you.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good. It's too early. It's too late.
It's never too early. What are you talking about? You don't do shows in the morning.
I have done a morning show before.
This ain't no Adam Carolla.
I haven't.
So
yeah, dead air.
We drove to pick up Nina today. We actually had to drive to Africa and back.
Yeah, I stopped in Zimbabwe. I got some sunflower seeds. A kid sold them to me. I traded crack for it. Yeah. And when I say crack, I mean Krizak Coca-Cola.
What is up with the street names there? Because it's like, it's we're on this road, and then we it's
Yeah, there's like Sweet Meadow Lane, Sweet Meadow Place, Sweet Meadow Drive, Spring Meadow, Spring Lake, Spring Cave, Spring Vagina. I was like, dude, where the fuck is like what was it actually?
Silver Lake.
No, Silver Meadow. Silver Meadow. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear that? Silver Lake is the name of her complex. Silver Meadow is the name of the road. How many silver? Like,
it was crazy. I almost died in a car accident.
Yeah, because we hydroplane on a turn that you're supposed to go 20 miles an hour on, and Ricky's
and we're
all
about 40. But you don't have tread on your tire. It's not my fault.
Well, there's not much tread in the hurricane, like, Richard of driving my Impala. Like, no.
That wasn't cool.
I know.
Even Charity was like, what?
There's not that much tread in the rain. You just don't drive fast in the rain. That's it. Like.
I can't stand the rain.
Chicka, chicka. Charity, you're hilarious. Please get on the microphone. We love you. Right there.
Charity,
right
you
there,
know
right
when
there,
you do
right
your
there.
Head no, like no, this? When you do your head or your hair like that, you kind of look like Alanis Morissette.
It's mystical.
You're very mystical.
Like a fortune.
Do you
want to
tell them the story about mystical?
No, I really do not.
No, it wasn't even a story. It was just like an inside joke thing that like never. Like I know I'm gonna buy one of those Unforgivable like hoodies, and like people are gonna be like, "What the? What's that?" And I'm gonna be like, "Biz, you don't need to know this shit. It's inside joke."
I'm gonna get a hoodie that says mystical.
Right. In the mouth is the best spot.
They didn't hear you. Could you say that in the microphone?
No, we heard. Hey, so if everybody's bored, go to isthatunforgivable.com and watch the videos at the bottom of the page. They're on YouTube, but it's basically...
Or they're on our page, too.
Yeah,
our
there's this black guy that just talks about, like bitches that he... like messes with and stupid stuff, but he's like, you know, he's probably like the whitest black guy ever, and all of his friends are white, and it's just like a film thing.
I think
with...
we've like actually talked about this like the last three shows.
All right, well, whatever, it's funny. Watch it. That's it.
If you haven't seen it by now, you should
watch it and get me some waffle fries for free.
So I'm not for sure if we talked about Charity and getting in the fight with the girl. Well, the two girls that were in the fight at the
New
Year's
girl fight 2K8.
Which one?
I don't think we talked about the New Year's Eve party.
Oh.
What? Or did we?
What we did? You were
no,
high.
I thought we lost it. Don't say that again.
Well,
ever.
Fries.
Full free.
Until we're getting paid for this and I'm able to say that.
No, but when you're getting paid, then more people listen and then you don't want to say it.
Whatever.
That's how Howard Stern got in trouble with his wife.
But people,
Howard Stern makes like a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, but he also has no like home life because his wife left him because he fucked bitches on
but
the air.
Yeah, they
so
get paid
what?
For controversy though.
Yeah,
they're true. Allowed to get away with it. When Ricky gets paid for controversy,
I go to jail.
Maybe.
So Paul in London wanted to know what I did at my job to make them mad and make them, you know, to demote me.
Don't worry about it, Paul.
Which,
it's America. It sucks.
Which I really wasn't demoted because it's the same level.
I weren't demoted.
Did I say that?
Yes. Almost did.
Sorry.
It almost
I wasn't
slipped out.
Really demoted because it's the same position. It's just that, I'm a clerk too, but
it's the same position. It's just he's on his back this time.
I'm actually on the phones, which I feel is like the lowest job you can have in our department.
The lowest.
And so they actually moved me because I had I had actually locked up our computer system by accident,
dude. Whatever.
So and
what is that? Wait, what is that computer running on?
Windows 93.
No, it's Windows XP, but the program that we're using, I think it's like DOS.
Right.
What?
So, honestly, like, I want to make this very clear on our show. Although I am really not a big fan of Apple products, I never said that just because I don't like Apple doesn't mean I'm a Windows fanboy. I actually don't really care for Windows either. It's just that if I had to choose like a dying choice, if I had to use one for the rest of my life, it would be Windows just because I think it's more versatile. But when people tell me, hey, yeah, this locked up, I'm like, wow, let me guess what that possibly could be. Windows, yeah. Windows always has problems. I mean, it's just like it needs maintenance, and there's cloudy stuff.
Okay, we're back again.
Yeah, there was cloudy, like, there was just, like, some dust in our
microphone. Well, we tried to use the microphone that we thought was broken, and then we're like, oh, it's not broken. And, well, now it's broken again.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so I was just saying, it's like, you know, Windows computers aren't perfect by any means. I mean, I'm not, like, some huge fan. I just like them better, like, if I had to choose, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely... What the f... Where? What?
I still hear it.
Yes, so do I.
Okay, I hear it too, Mike, but apparently. I don't know. Let's...
Oh, well. Hopefully it's not coming up on the recording.
Hopefully.
Okay, see...
See, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Okay.
I'm done.
Sorry, I didn't mean to break up your story.
No, no, you always do.
I know.
I'm going to fart.
Yeah. Oh, go over there and do it. No, I'm going to do it. Ooh.
You're not awake. Keep talking.
Well, how are people going to hear it? We totally did not come through the microphone.
He had the gayest little poot ever.
He always have gay farts. No, it's never like a real fart.
It's because I'm small and I don't have a
like,
big ass.
The fart that I did last night, that was a straight man fart. Wasn't
That's
it?
Right.
Dude.
Heard from the bathroom in the shower over the water. I was like,
yeah, today I had like a pop gun. It was like... and yesterday, Ricky's all...
and it burned. It burned yeah, when yeah, it came that out, was, too. Yeah. Oh.
Don't touch your microphone.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Paul, that's what happened, and now I'm... Well, did I even say what they made me mad or what happened? Oh, anyway, I locked up the computer system, and they said that their technicians wasn't able to fix it for like an hour and a half, and I caused this big financial problem, so now I'm answering phones.
Wait, so you got demoted? Really? I completely missed
yeah,
that part of your
Yeah,
life.
I got like demoted. Huh. Hold on for a second.
Why?
Okay, we're back.
Okay, everybody, Big Fun Drew is in the house and, going to be on the show for like 2 seconds. All right, say hi, Drew.
Hey, everybody.
Woo!
Can we hear that on there?
Yeah, I can.
Awesome.
are you crunk, Mr. Drew?
Maybe just a little bit.
Are your kids anywhere near?
In
a land far, far away. Did you follow the yellow brick road of doo-doo?
La, 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 la.
We're in Rhode Island.
So
any state that will take us.
Right. And how big is Rhode Island?
About the size of my car.
I so thought that was going to be something sexual. Never mind.
It's not very big, if that's what you mean.
Oh!
But Rhode Island is probably Personal not far dish. Off, am I right?
Providence, we went to the Providence Eagle.
All right, so tell everybody what's the best show in Atlanta, Georgia?
in Atlanta, I think it's Sound Monkeys.
What's the best show in Russia?
In Russia, do they get you in Russia?
Sure, we do have a Russian yes. listener.
Yeah, just roll with it.
Yeah, Sound Monkeys.
What's the best show in Uranus? All right, Mr. Drew. I'll give you a text later. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right, bye. Our listeners are loyal and drunk. which borrows the question: do they actually like us, or are they just drunk? but yeah, he listens, right? Yeah, sure. Right, Drew. You better listen.
That's not stop. Touching
I can't stop
your
touching
microphone.
My microphone. I can't stop touching it. Do you want to touch it later for me?
All right. So I was listening to a different podcast, and they said that we can look at
my microphone.
No, yes. We can look at different reviews in other countries of our podcast, and it says type
but
hit other countries, but I don't see
that.
It. No, you can
in English.
I'm just probably stupid.
Ooh. That was nothing.
So what else do we have to talk about? Lala's coming back.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
She came out of the Lebanese colony? Lala's our faithful listener from the Pink Geek podcast.
Which we have a phone call. We have a phone call coming soon.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome, man. But she had to go to the Lebanese colony because they beckoned her because of her massive, awesomely cool vagina with super girl power. So she's back. And if any of you know what that really means, then you're fucking awesome because I don't even know how you're going to decipher that shit. But it's cool. And she's back, and I guess they're doing a show soon. So go check it out.
Lala's back.
It's Pink Geek, and the geek has, you know, two threes in it instead of two E's. Cause
oh, check it out. Here's all the countries.
Cool. Who?
That's awesome.
Tell us, too.
Oh, I don't know. I just
do we have,
look.
Like, Brasileiro?
Chinita?
Let's see.
Ding, 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 bang.
Can I get the Kung Pao chicken?
Ding, 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 ding.
Bing Win Ling King Chain.
Dang a Lang Lang.
So, I guess you can order other songs from other countries then, right?
Yes.
That's what the internet's for.
You know, right?
No, but if you like wanted to buy them, like in Canada or something.
As if you're bringing sexy back.
Isn't
yeah, this is like internet? Not working as easily as I thought it would.
That's why it's iTunes. I'm sorry, but it really... Like, dude, the Zune Marketplace...
Oh, we have no reviews in the United Kingdom.
Well, what? Mr. Paul needs to hop on the review train and turn it into a soul train of love for us.
Let's see.
In the pick of destiny.
Let's check Australia.
I actually like School of Rock. That was a good movie, dude. Jack Black, come on. School of Rock? Yeah. I saw it like fucking six times. Like somehow. I don't know. It's just my friends like didn't see it, and then another friend didn't see it, and another friend didn't see it, so we all kept going.
No reviews.
It's kitty kitty, but it's definitely, yeah. it's good.
No reviews in Australia.
Australia hates you. We'll have to burn the place down.
Everyone hates
dude,
me.
Dude, somebody can knock me out and drag me to Australia, you know. Underwater.
Let's try
and be like, bitch, you're going to Australia.
Let's try España.
And I would wake up and I would think I was in Phoenix, Arizona, because it looks. I mean, it really a lot of it looks like Arizona, and then parts of it like Sydney looks like San Diego, totally.
Interesting.
You know, with people that don't like Americans. Oh wait, that is San Diego.
Ah, but no. Bumps.
We have Mexico. No reviews in any. Well, we probably have maybe one in another country. But
all right. So the point
we're done
is
with that.
Everybody. Review us, whether you're in Japan or Germany, whatever,
yeah,
man. Review
come
us.
On.
But
it's
don't
cool.
you guys say that every show?
Yes.
And does it ever
but,
work?
But the
no.
point is
you need a new method. New method.
We need to talk him down like that guy
I mean,
Best in Show that I watched today, where he's like, if you don't come down, I'm going to gouge your eyes out with my left thumb. You know, the dad from Clueless? Up to my arms and placenta.
Ooh.
I'm just being random. Best in Show I saw today. It was all right. I don't know. I think people like that are terrible.
Mentioned that it was a good movie,
but yeah, I mean, it was all right. Yeah.
You finally agreed that you enjoyed the movie, but you hate those kind of people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. It's like, dude, people. Okay, everybody, go out and watch Best in Show. People like that are the reason why humans will not probably last another 200 years on this planet.
Because it is an extremely funny movie, but yeah, there's definitely if you watch it, you know there are people out there like that,
and there's like too many, like the same Starbucks shopping, like you know, iPod buying. No offense. it's just the same people that like fall into this crap.
Speaking of iPods, I have like the cutest cover.
Okay. How much did this piece of plastic cost you?
$18
for a piece of plastic. It's not even going to protect it like the other plastic case you have, the one that you like can't see the screen and then it turns on.
So anyway, we're done with that story. our 2-year anniversary is coming up on April 29th.
Has it been dose already?
April 29th will be 2 years.
Deuce.
So we're counting down.
Catorce.
So
that's 14. What the fuck are you talking about?
I said uno, dos, tres, catorce, whatever I do to them. It's like that YouTube
like,
video.
I add 10 to my fucking digits, all right, man?
YouTube did it. I can
you
do it too.
Cunt.
YouTube.
So I want to.
I was at this Christmas party with my bitch.
For free.
We were eating Christmas cake and whatnot.
And I was like, bitch.
And her old boyfriend came up like, what's the problem, man? I was like, nigga, what's the deal?
So I cut him.
So I cut him in his wrist.
I cut
vertically.
His wrist. Vertically.
What the fuck are we talking about? We're retarded.
I want to, what is it called?
I want to
plug to a different podcast. Another podcast. I want to plug another podcast that's new.
Plug them in with the fat lady scenes.
Can I speak?
No!
Please. Oh, one thing that they said at my job is since I've been demoted, they said... Okay, this is what they said.
Maintain while the world being made.
And this is how I'm supposed to repeat it when people ask me why I moved.
Oh, okay.
I moved because I'm supposed to grow and learn from my new position.
Dude, you sound... Oh, my God. Okay. So, other than BioShock that I've been playing constantly...
Over and over again.
On the 360, I played Portal.
He's a loser.
Portal on... it's like inside that orange box, you know, compilation of games on 360. Anyway, go out and buy it. Orange box is very good. Portal, however, as great as it was like only 3 hours long, but the computer in it sounds exactly like what you just did. You sound just like the Portal Witch.
I know, right?
Totally.
So,
and then you kill her ass.
This new podcast that I want people to go to and listen to, it's actually, they just put up their first show. They're not in iTunes yet, but it's actually three listeners or fans of a lot of different podcasts that have come together to make their own podcast. And it's called We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
That's the name of their podcast. We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
Dude, that sounds very fitting.
David.
So I want you to go to We're Mean Because You're Stupid.blogspot.com. Go check out their blog. Listen to their first show. I haven't listened to it yet, but the three people that are doing it are totally cool.
Okay.
Nessa, Walt, and Fairy Princess Holly.
I like that name, Walt. Dude, okay, what the hell kind of file is an M3U?
What the fuck is that?
No.
Okay, I'm still talking about this podcast that I'm plugging. So I want you guys to go check it out. And when you leave them a message or if you leave them a review, tell them who sent you there, okay?
Hey, will you guys say hi for like 2 minutes? Just go say hi, please, on the microphone.
They have to say it in Drew's.
Say it in Drew's. These are our guests, Nina and Charity.
Hi.
That's Charity. No, Charity, tell us a story at McDonald's. It'll only take a minute. No, come on, please. It'll be cool. Please, Charity.
Nobody knows.
It's really funny.
Nobody knows who you are.
It's really funny. Like, it's just funny. It's like Rod Stewart funny, because the voice, you know.
That's not funny.
Maggie May.
Jared, what happened? You pulled up?
And then Nina, say hello.
Oh, I thought you were like, buy me a drink.
On that microphone right there.
Hi.
Closer.
Hi.
No, that's closer, that's like it's a penis.
Lick it.
Hi.
Oh, my God. All right. Charity, tell us the story.
Look at that.
Damn, you made the bar chart like voice thing go crazy. All right, Charity, tell us, please.
You got to get close to the microphone.
Okay, so I'm losing my voice. And
wait, why?
Because I was sucking too much cock.
I've given 10 blowjobs.
No. Seriously, why though? Because I really didn't know.
I've been sick, and we went to Gasparilla.
Oh, okay. Gasparilla is the gigantic Tampa Bay invasion
of the pirates
that goes on every year. That most people probably who don't live in Florida don't know about. So, yeah. All right, go ahead.
So I went to McDonald's and I wanted to order some food
chicken
for my
filet.
Friend. For free, no.
No.
And
but the bitch wasn't having it. I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
What she really
wanted.
Okay.
Whoa. I heard a click.
Oh.
Keep talking.
Talk.
Shh.
Okay.
Let's just whisper. And I couldn't barely talk, so I was trying to order a fucking cheeseburger, and the stupid bitch was like, "What? I can't hear you."
Wait, like, no, I'll be stupid bitch. Okay, do your order. I'll be like, "Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get you?" What I'm saying?
I want a double cheeseburger.
What was that? I can't hear you.
I said.
God, fine. Fucking serial killer, just come up. I'll get you whatever you want. God, shit.
And that's how it went.
Just like that, right?
That's awesome.
Awesome, Charity. We love you.
Good job.
Charity gives us charity at Olive Garden, but nobody's just said that. Who just said what? Where? What are you guys talking
She's
about?
She's awesome.
Nobody heard that.
Yeah. These are the two girls that were fighting at the New Year's Eve party.
Oh, dude, it was Girl Fight 2K8.
Oh, no, they already know. We've already talked about it.
We have pictures.
Yeah, we already showed the pictures.
Did we put the pictures on the blog?
No, we didn't put them on the blog, but we put them on the MySpace page.
Look at our MySpace page, myspace.com/foulmonkeys, and check out the girl fight pages. Seriously, they're
Nina
hot.
Nina would be the girl with the guns on her back.
With the gun tattoos. No, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, Charity totally showed her puss.
But it wasn't bloody, so it was okay.
Speaking,
there was no Britney Spears.
Speaking of bloody puss, come look at this real quick.
There was no Britney Spears.
Come look at this. We're going to our blog, and I posted a picture of Britney Spears.
No, no, no. Did you show? Did you see what? The ass?
That's like so disgusting.
Okay, show the ass. Show
hey,
the ass.
Y'all,
go down.
It's Brit.
Everybody
guess
go to
I'm not
Foul
pregnant,
Monkeys blog.
Or just had an abortion in my panties.
If you go to foulmonkeys.com and on the top right, you click on the blog, you can view all this stuff. It's
so,
really funny.
Right there. Isn't that gross? All right, so here we go. Oh, older post. Here we go. I'm looking. Hold on.
You got to go back a couple pages. Just keep looking.
I'm sitting on this
that
side of the monitor.
Sick or what? That is like disgusting. Drew, did you see this?
No.
Look at this,
Drew. No, look. Come look, look, at this. Look, seriously.
You'll never. You'll
seriously,
be like,
you know what
seriously.
They said about that also?
No, no, no.
Two
no,
girls in a cup.
No, no,
they're like, hey, Drew, this is the best thing ever. Come watch it. What? Okay.
No, come here. Come here. Look.
Exactly. Two girls in a cup? No. They say watch it. Don't.
No, dude.
If, come here and look at it.
God damn it. All right.
Look. It's on his asshole.
He's like, the devil has a penis in my ass.
I know it. Drew goes, look at his balls.
Okay, on that guy's back is the actual, like he gets a later tattoo where the devil is on his back and he has like this huge penis and it's like coming into the tattoo ass that he already has on his ass. It's fucking crazy. It's like, dude, are you crazy?
He's hardcore, yo.
Who?
Dude, he's hardcore, like.
And look, he just got this done because, look, he still has blue ink stains on his ass right there.
Uh-huh. He sat on a Smurf and it died inside the Pentagon.
So check it out on our blog.
Like, going to a tattoo shop and be like, I want a tattoo here. Well, the other one's quite funny, too.
I want a tattoo on my ass.
Bah.
Ew. Can you make my brown
eyes
blue?
He's already a brown-eyed boy.
Can you make my brown eye blue? All right, so what else
I've
is
got
up?
The bedroom eyes right now.
Ooh.
What else is up, people?
Middle finger to the police.
Do we want to end this? Are we done?
Well, I have to do my checkouts and my stayaways.
All right, hurry up. Do it.
Well, keep talking and I'll think.
Well, I don't know what else we were going to talk
Drew,
about.
Converse.
Drew, what do you want to talk about? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. All right.
I got nothing.
All right, for my checkout this week.
You should ask people to give you advice on what's going on with your mom and one of your roommates.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The story about the key.
Oh,
You should ask what people think.
That's a good point. Basically, one of my roommates, because I have three roommates technically, although one of them's married.
It's the house
one,
of D, because
yeah,
Dan,
as you've heard
Drew
from
Dom.
The Dominic who's been here before. Dan, you've never got met. But either way, my roommate upstairs, who has the wife, he lives in the master bedroom. Maybe. basically, he didn't like, because me and Dominic throw a lot of parties there, so in order to protect his stuff, he went ahead and got his bedroom door locked. And so basically, we rent it for my mom, and so she's technically the landlord. So when she found out that technically he changed the locks and he's able to lock his own door with his own key, and nobody else has.
She
like, wanted to copy it. Yeah.
What's the deal?
Exactly. That's exactly what she said. And I was like, what? No. She demanded a key for it, in which case he's like, yeah, sure, I'll give it to her. But he keeps asking why. So he's never made a copy of it. So far, Herbert and Ricky both agree with me. It's like, you know.
Dude, totally.
Yeah. She's a landlord. Like, she demands a key. She gets a key. Whereas he keeps saying, why? It's my room. What she has to go in there for? She doesn't need it. I'll keep shit open if
dude,
she needs it open.
You know, honestly, it's like, dude, I have respect for your friend's mom because she probably wants to make sure, since she doesn't know your ass or anybody's ass except for Drew, that you don't have some kind of illegal drug children body trafficking going on in there.
Which is funny because if it was Dom's room, I'd be like, yeah, you need to check that shit out. But no, Dan, he's like the cleanest of the clean.
But what's funny, though, is like in a how big is that area? Like a 10 feet by 6 foot room, there's a husband, a wife, and two cats who with fleas. So they got to make room for all that. And vagina, you know? So it's like, I don't know.
And vagina.
And of course.
Anyway, so what does everybody think? Do you think, like, you know, the landlord?
If you were living in a place and basically landlord asked for a key in your own, like, place you're renting, not owning, renting, would you say, hey, it's my place, I'm renting it, I should be able to do what I want? Or
would you be like, anarchy in UK, bitch?
Yeah.
I don't know. So pick and choose. Let us know next time.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And all right, so for this week, like I said earlier, if you have an Xbox 360, which, well, there's lots of good games on it. I'm not going to say I'm a huge fan, but we got one, and we have some cool games. Check out the Orange Box. It has Half-Life 2, two additional expansions for it, Portal, and Team Fortress 2, which you can only play on Xbox Live, which kind of sucks, the Team Fortress part. But everything else is really fun, and it's like, you know, it's like 30 or 40 bucks now, I think, and you can get, like, all those games with it. So it's, I mean, you could play it for a really long time.
Long time.
The other thing is that if you do pick up a new copy of BioShock, as far as I know right now at GameStop, you can get a free copy of The Darkness. So even if there's a used BioShock for $5 off, just get a new one and
which
get a free
game.
Game. Yeah, BioShock is great. And I hear The Darkness
is
too.
Scary.
and then as for don't check out... dude, seriously, somebody needs, like, somebody in the universe must take care of, like, DVD loops. I'm sorry. I can't deal with it. It's like terrible. And well, that's about it.
Oh, we went to go. Did we talk about Cloverfield? Did I talk about that?
And Cloverfield. Everybody says pretty good movie, but has more motion sickness than Blair Witch.
Yeah, it made me really sick. Well, like, I don't know. It made my stomach feel weird.
I was reading about it, and I love how, like, in the movie, while they're being attacked by monsters, they have the time to sit and argue about which way it would be faster to get from one point of New York to the other. And I just think it's funny because it's like that would totally happen in real life. They'd be like, no, let's take 52nd Street to this and blah blah blah. You know, like it would totally. But they actually, in the same article, they added up all the real time that it would take to go from those real areas, and the whole movie would actually be like 2.5 hours, not 1 hour and 24 minutes. Like the movie.
Yeah, it was pretty short.
But I guess the movie's supposed to be like the actual videotape and not everything that happened just when
they
videoed.
Is.
So but I hear
you
it's I mean
it.
I hear it's pretty good. Huh? I don't know. Definitely go see No Country for Old Men if you have not it's
by
a great
far,
movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it last time. But it's a great movie. It's kinda slow. It's very violent. Do not bring people who don't have a strong stomach, but it's not necessarily so much gory as it is just like bloody and just intense, but a really good story, and not like, you know, you don't really know what's gonna happen. And Charity is having a heart attack of laughs.
There is a dying hyena in our apartment.
Nina's raping
her
Charity.
Name is
Whoopi all.
Goldberg. Remember that shit from Lion King?
Yes.
Okay, I'm totally gonna fart now.
Ew. All right, so I want to thank everybody for going to the website and leaving us messages lately. We love it.
Woo.
And email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Give us a call
at 206-984-FOUL.
Join
our MySpace page, Facebook. Don't
P.O.
send
box,
me.
P.O. Box.
I'll post. Yeah, send stuff to our post office box, which I need to check.
Dude, yeah, send anything, honestly, even if you're
P.O.
from
box
a different
725 country. Lakeland, Florida.
Dude, like, whatever. You don't have to spend money on us. Like,
yeah, just send us, like, cartoons
whatever.
Or something.
Stickers, like, anything funny, a piece of newspaper that you saw that you thought we should talk about. Whatever, man. We'll keep doing shows as long as we keep doing, keep hearing shit. Probably shouldn't say that on the air.
What?
That our website doesn't work.
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. There's also a PayPal link there if you want to. Send us some money to get a microphone.
And our website does work, excuse me.
So leave us messages. We love them. Answer Drew's question.
Oh,
and that's it, people.
All right, this is
Herb. Keep us in mind. Love us. Like us.
Hey,
and spread
the
word about us.
We're doing the name call.
Like AIDS.
Yay!
Spread us like AIDS.
Only not really. All right, guys. Foul Monkeys, we're out. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Drew.
And I'm a flirt.
And we're out of here.
Because I'm a flirt. Boop, boop.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Wawa. How are you? I have to let you guys know I'm finally catching up on all the episodes that I missed since the computer was gone. And I do want to let you guys know that we'll be posting a show really, really soon. I actually found... one part of an episode that I hadn't finished, and then there was a third part to that episode where Ricky was our guest, so I have to edit those, and I'll put those up, and then the Ninja and I will be recording a new one. But I was listening to episode... Let me see what number this is real quick. Or whatever, it was on 8/19/07, which is like forever ago, and I feel like a retard. Oh, it's 110. Anyway, Stephanie, you should be willing to stand up and say whatever the fuck you want, girl. Just say it. No one cares, because everyone loves you, so it doesn't matter. And don't listen to them talking about how the microphone is a penis or whatever. Just do it, because you're awesome, and I'm emailing you my friend code for Animal Crossing as we speak, and Middlesex was a good book, and it was crazy as fuck, and the guy had a penis and a vagina, and I didn't understand, but that's okay, because he was a man and a woman and a he and a she, and I don't know, but I've had a lot of sugar, and so you're awesome, and Ryan is awesome, and so don't be afraid to say what you have to say. Vagina, go. Bye.